I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas released 24 hostages who had been held captive in Gaza for weeks, and Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison in the first stage of a swap under a four-day ceasefire deal.
This is a deal which has taken days, has taken weeks to negotiate between Israel and Hamas. It's been brokered by Qatar. And what they are hoping is that 50 hostages, all either Israeli nationals or Israeli dual nationals, will be released in groups over the period of the next 4 days.
That's the BBC's Anna Foster. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, family members also awaited the release as they received 33 prisoners from Israel, all part of the same hostage deal playing out over the next 4 days. It's Black Friday and American shoppers are out in force.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to. Take it where you can.
She talked to ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley.
It is no stretch to say that the Black Friday football game between the Miami Dolphins and New York Jets is Amazon's very own Super Bowl, and they hope a new tradition. Not only does it mean an additional game on Prime Video that Amazon hopes to make into a yearly tradition, but comes on the busiest shopping day of the year. And when they talked with the NFL, they said it was a perfect marriage, according to an Amazon spokesman. Black Friday is seen as a huge event for the online retailer every year. This is SRN News. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole. More than 10 years ago, the double amputee Olympic runner fatally shot his girlfriend through a door in his home in South Africa.
All eyes will now turn to his release on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
A California counseling service has unveiled a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting, and this is SRN News. Sea turtle nests have broken records on U.S. beaches this year, but their future is still in peril. Here's Tiffany Wang.
High sea turtle nest numbers are found in many states, with Florida in the lead, reporting a record-breaking number of more than 130,000 loggerhead turtle nests. This phenomenon happens thanks to previous conservation efforts, but they become futile in front of climate change.
The temperature of the nests impacts the sea turtle in a number of different ways,
says Vice President of Research and sea turtle toxicologist Justin Perrault at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juno Beach, Florida. It's hard to say whether there will be as many nests as today years down the road. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish after a half-day trading session capped a holiday-shortened week that left the major indexes with their fourth straight winning week. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.